Name is Wendy. I'm a supervisor with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just realized that I've had 10 charges that I did not authorize from this company that I didn't even know existed.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. I'm working on getting your account pulled up.
Thank you.
All right. And is this Miss Parsons at 3334 West Main Street in Norman, Oklahoma?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And I'm showing an email address of davara64@me.com.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I see it does have that phone number that you're calling from on the account. Bear with me. My screen's loading a little bit slow. I'm waiting on the charges to load up here. Yes, ma'am. All right, here we go, Ms. Parsons. Are you familiar with a foot massager that was offered as a gift for doing a survey and signing up for our discount membership back in October? $7.45 was paid for the shipping?
No, nothing like that happened. I did not order a foot massager. I did not sign up for any kind of a shopping membership.
Okay. Let's see here.
And apparently I've been charged almost $470, somewhere in there. That's awesome.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yeah, there was an account set up in your name with all the information I verified. There was a foot massager that was ordered and shipping was paid, and I'm showing it was shipped out. We've got a tracking number from the Postal Service. Is there anyone else in your household that has access to your card that might have, used it to do a survey and sign up for this online?
No, no one else in my household has access to this account. My card, I'm the only one on the account. I'm the only one that has a card.
Okay.
No.
All right. Let's see here.
This is crazy. Oh gosh.
Yes, ma'am. Have you already contacted your bank or card company?
I mean, I contacted them to try to find out what the company was, because I didn't recognize it. And then they sent me the phone number.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I had no idea what this was. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I would definitely advise following up with them after we get done here. And you're probably going to want to get that card canceled and have them issue you out a new card. Because if you didn't do this, then someone's, got your name and address and email and card information and set up an account here in our system. So I'd definitely do that. Bear with me. I'm looking into it to see what we can do. We do take fraud very seriously. All cases of fraud are sent to our corporate office for a pending investigation. Any false claims of fraudulent charges can result in penalties such as a fine. But as long as you're sure that no one in your household, did that original order, we can go on ahead and proceed with that claim. I just need your permission.
Yes, go ahead. No, I did not do it. No one has access to my,
Okay. All right, bear with me.
I'm just a little flustered. This is throwing me. It's like almost $500.
Yeah, I can definitely understand your frustration. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to see what I can do to help you. Bear with me. I'm not sure if I will be able to issue all of those refunds. I can normally go back like 3 months. But I'm looking into it to see what we can do here.
Okay. Yeah, I think the first charge shows to be October of 2021. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm showing as well. And I'm still here with you, just working on the account, Ms. Parsons.
Thank you.
And still here, just seeing how far it's going to let me go back. So far, the system is allowing me to go back 3 months on the account. I was looking to see if it would allow me to go back any further, but it looks like that's the most I'll be able to do is the most recent 3 months. So that would be June, May, and April that I could refund today. And it takes about 3 to 5 business days for those to process and show as a credit back to the customer's card.
Okay, so is there a department can you go back and get the rest of it, like another department, or what's my situation?
Yeah, no, ma'am. I mean, it's not going to go all the way back to October. I have sent a message over to my immediate supervisor to see, you know, if there's anything further that she can do. So I'm waiting on a reply from her. You know, to see what else we can do.
Okay. Okay. So, is there any way that I can get, like, your name and number or some kind of contact?
My name is Wendy, and I don't have a direct number or extension. It would just be the same number that you dialed and reached Miss Cindy, and then you could ask for a fraud supervisor if you needed to call us back. But bear with me, I'm still working on the account.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Ms. Parsons. My supervisor said that she can do an additional 3. So that would give you a total of 6 refunds that would be coming back to you. That's 5 in the amount of $56.95 and then 1 in the amount of the $49.97.
Okay. So then I'm still not being refunded everything that I was charged.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. I mean, 6 months is the absolute furthest that we can go back, and that's pushing it there. You know, normally they would only do 3 months, but, you know, I went up above my head to get approval for more. But yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. That's the most that they'll do.
Okay, so you're refunding today. Hold on, I'm trying to make notes here. What's getting refunded today?
You had five charges of $56.95 and then one of $49.97 to give you a total of six refunds.
Okay, so can you just tell me the total amount that you and your supervisor are able to refund today?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Bear with me just a moment. A total of $334.72, but those will. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. $334.72, and it will come back in six separate refunds. It won't come back as like one lump sum. You'll see five separate refunds of the $56.95, and then one of the $49.97, and you'll see all of those within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, five of how many? What was the amount again?
$56.95.
Okay, and then one of?
$49.97.
Okay, so, so the remainder,
there's just nothing we can do about those. It just simply won't allow us to go back that far.
Okay. Can I speak to your supervisor?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I mean, I can allow you to speak to my supervisor, but, I mean, she's not going to be able to do anything further for you because, you know, we just got those additional three approved. But, I mean, if you want to speak to someone else, I'd be happy to transfer you.
Okay.
Okay, bear with me. I'm just finishing up notating your account and getting everything done before I transfer you. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. You know what? I'm just going to call back because I've got business and stuff is hanging in the wind because I'm over here dealing with this.
I'm
so
sorry. Yes,
I've
ma'am.
I've got to go.
Would you like a confirmation number right quick before we go?
I don't have any way of writing it down.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Yes, ma'am. Well, we've got those six refunds issued, so you'll see those in the 3 to 5 business days. And, of course, the account has been canceled, so, you know, you won't be billed anything further.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, and bye-bye.